Lord, we are grateful for your kindness and for your love and for meeting our need today.
所以说我们非常感恩为您的慈爱，为您的爱，还有为您的满足我们的需要。
We've had a good lunch, Lord. We thank you for that.
所以我们有很好的午餐，我们为此感恩。
We've been able to look at Scripture this morning, and we thank you for teaching us there.
所以我们今天早上呢，可以学习那个圣经，也感谢您在那里教导我们。
And now, Lord, we're going to be looking at this passage this afternoon, and we just pray that you will speak to our hearts as we study there as well.
所以主啊，今天下午呢，我们要学习这样的圣经，所以呢，当我们学习的时候呢，我们祈求您呢，也帮助我们。
Lord, you know the hearts of each one who is here, the hearts of those who could be here or may even come. Lord, would you suit a message for each of us individually, we pray.
所以主啊，我们知道呢，我们每个人都来到这里，还有一些在其他地方的，求您呢，让这样今天下午的道呢，适合每一个人的内心。
And so we give thanks now in your name, seeking your blessing.
所以我们要奉您的名呢，就是献上感恩，并且祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, again, welcome to all. just good to see everyone around the table and on Zoom. Good number on Zoom this afternoon. That's very nice.
再次欢迎大家，欢迎呢，就是我们桌子周围的，还有在Zoom上的，Zoom上呢，今天的人数呢比较多，非常好。
We're in Genesis chapter 27.
我们的学习创世纪第27章。
And I'm not sure how to summarize parts of the Bible when I read them, but I'm going to summarize chapter 27 in these words.
因为我在读这一部分的时候呢，我不知道怎么去总结。那么说现在呢，我要把这第27章呢，做出这样的总结。
The story is doing the right thing the wrong way.
所以呢，他们做对了事情，但是方式却错了。
Is that good?
这是好的吗？
To do the right thing the wrong way?
做正确的事情，做错了方式呢？
What's better?
哪一个更好？
To doing the right thing the right way.
以正确的方式做正确的事情。
What's worse?
怎么更糟呢？
Do the wrong thing, that's worse.
所以去做错事，这是。
If you can't do the right thing the right way, then do it the wrong way, but do the right thing.
所以你呢，如果不能去做正确的事，用正确的方式呢，那么说呢，就算你做错了方式呢，也要做正确的事情。
So this is the story of a mother and father, Isaac and Rebecca.
这个是那个就是一个父亲和母亲，以撒和利百加。
And they had two sons.
他们两个儿子。
How old were their sons?
他们的儿子当时多大？
40
years old.
40多岁。
So what do you do with your son when he's 40 years old?
那你的儿子40岁呢，你会怎么对他？
Well, most people smile at him and say, see you in the next 5 years.
所以呢，很多人呢，向他们笑着说呢，过5年再见。
No, that's not the way it was.
这个并不是那样的事。
The family was still close, even though the sons were 40 years old.
所以呢，家人呢仍然住在一起，就算他们的儿子40多岁了。
All right. What more can I say? God loves families.
所以更多的还能说点什么呢？神爱家庭。
Do everything you can to preserve and to encourage and to help your family.
所以你要尽一切的可能去那个保守，去鼓励，去爱你的家人。
So Isaac and Rebecca, they were close to their family. They kept their family close to them, even in these difficult days.
所以以撒和利百加呢？ 他跟他们的家人呢在一起，就算在这样的艰难的日子，他的家人仍然和他们在一起。Now, some
people insist on leaving the family very early.
所以有些人坚持呢早点离开家人。
I was one of those people who really didn't leave the family.
我就是那种其中的一类人呢，这根本就没有离开过家。
And many peculiar reasons for that. But at least my mother left the family because she died.
所以呢，有很多其他的原因，特别的是呢，当我的那个母亲呢，她死了以后才离开家里。
And then my father left the family because he died.
所以我们的父亲呢，离开了那个家庭，因为他也死了。
And then my sister left the family because she got married.
姐姐呢，她离开了家庭呢，因为她结婚了。
And I was very lonely.
我当时非常孤独。
Okay, so every family is different, but Norma and I prospered and were greatly blessed by the fact that we were close to our family in older years.
所以这个里面的每一个家庭的情况都不一样。罗马跟我两个人呢，我们就说是非常的靠近家人，所以我们才有今天的这样的，就是说是且繁荣。
But a problem with this family was that the mother and father didn't always agree on everything.
这个就是说是在家里的问题，就是父母呢，通常呢，他们不是说在每件事情上呢都有一致的意见。
I frankly think they should have talked a little more and got things worked out ahead of time.
因为呢，我坦率的，我想呢，他们应该事先呢聊一下，然后在这些之前就把这些达成一致。
So the mother and father were going in different directions, not necessarily in a wise way.
所以呢，就是父母呢，他们在走在不同的方向呢，并不是说一定是在一种明智的方式去这么做的。
And the sons were going in a different direction, not necessarily in a wise way.
所以呢，就是那儿子们呢，也走了不同的方向呢，也不是在一种明智的方式。
Rebecca and Jacob had a pretty good idea of what ultimately should be right.
所以呢，这利百加和雅各呢，他们就是有很好的这样的想法，最终呢，他们做对了事情。
They went about it the wrong way.
但是他们却做错了方式。
So they ultimately got the right thing.
最终呢，他们得到了正确的事情。
But in the short run, they paid very dearly for their folly.
所以呢，在短期内呢，他们为他们的那个跌倒了付上了极大的代价。
Okay, so the moral of our story is do the right thing the right way.
所以呢，我们的故事呢，应该是呢，做正确的事情以正确的方式。
All right, so Isaac said, "I'm going to bless Esau because he gives me good food."
所以以撒呢，他说我要那个赐福给以扫，因为他给我好吃的。
Isaac, there's a better reason than that. What's the matter with you?
所以以撒呢，还有比这更好的理由，你有什么毛病吗
？Rebecca said, "I think I can turn that around, so we'll do it my way."
所以利百加说呢，我认为我可以改变这一切，所以呢，我要用我的方式去做。
And so she tricked her husband into doing it her way.
所以她用她的方式在欺骗了她的丈夫。
Do you think that was a really happy marriage?
你认为这是一个幸福的婚姻吗？
Didn't work out very well.
这并没有什么好。
Lots of very peculiar things in this story. We'll keep going now.
在这个故事里呢，有很多特别的事情，我们要继续的去读。
Isaac said, "I'll bless you, Esau, if you bring me some good food."
以撒说呢，以扫，我要赐福给你，如果你给我带来美味。
And Rebecca said, "Jacob, pretend you're Esau. I'll give you some really good food, and you can steal the blessing from your brother."
利百加说呢，雅各了，我要给你一些好的食物，你去给他吃。那么说呢，你从你的哥哥那里会把那个福气偷来。
And so Isaac listened to the trick. Sorry, Jacob listened to the trick. His mother said, "We will play." And he said, "If my father hears out about this trick, he'll curse me rather than bless me."
那个雅各呢，他呢就是说啊，让他妈妈的那个骗局呢，他去做。他说呢，如果说我爸爸发现了我们是在骗他呢，他会不是赐福给我，不是祝福我，而要那个咒诅我。
Genesis 27, verse 13.
创世纪27章第13节。
His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go and get them for me."
第十三节说，他母亲对他说：“我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听从我的声音，去把羊羔给我拿来。
Well, she paid a bit of the curse on herself. She really brought it on herself.
所以呢，他说呢，他要咒诅归到他身上，实际上咒诅后来真的归他身上。
Amazingly, her 40-year-old son said, "Okay, mommy, I'll go."
所以呢，感到很惊奇，是他40岁的儿子说：“好吧，妈妈，我会照着做。
”Verse 14, he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food such as his father loved.
所以呢，第14节，他便去拿来交给他母亲，他母亲照他父亲所爱的做成美味。
So what do you know about the word love?
所以你对爱这个词呢，了解多少？
The first time you read the word love in the Bible is, I think it was, Abram loved Sarah or I'm not sure. It was a love between a man and a woman. That's the first love, I think.
你第一次到圣经里读到爱，就是亚伯拉罕爱撒拉，我不是很清楚，但是呢，就是说是肯定是一个男的爱一个女的。
The second love you read is Isaac loved good food.
那第二个那个爱你学到的是以撒爱吃美味。
You say there's something wrong there. That doesn't sound right.
这里有什么事情是不对的？听起来了不对。
All right. So, verse 15. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son.
第十五节说，利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上。
And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck.
然后又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和他颈项的光滑处。
And he gave the savory food and the bread which he had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob.
所以呢，他就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。
So how did she deceive her husband?
他怎么样去欺骗他的丈夫的呢？
By the clothes he wore and the smell that was on the clothes.
所以呢，把他穿上衣服，因为那个衣服上有他的味道。
By the feel of his neck, he felt like a goat.
所以呢，感觉在他的那个脖子上，那个脖子上呢，就相当像个山羊。
And therefore, like Esau.
因此呢，就是说是也跟以扫差不多。
And he gave him really good food.
然后呢，给他美味吃。
Okay, so what's that? It's the smell and the taste. No, the smell and the feel and the taste.
所以这是什么呢？就是是那个闻的味道，然后那个感觉，然后呢味觉。
You know, a lot of people go through life that way.
所以你知道吗？很多人以这种方式生活。
And they rely on their senses rather than on their conscience and the word of God.
所以他们依靠他们的那个感觉，而不是说是依靠神的话。
Some people say when they trust the Lord, they say, "I feel good."
所以呢，有些人说呢，当我那个信了主以后呢，我感觉很好。
Well, that's nice, but it's not terribly important.
所以呢，这个也很好，但是并不是很重要。
You don't live life on the basis of how you feel.
你并不是是说是生活在基于你感觉上的。
You live life on the basis of what is right.
你呢就是生活在有那个什么是对的这个基础上。
So, what happened then to Isaac when he got old?
所以呢就是以撒当他老了以后出现什么问题？
He became blind.
他的眼睛看不见了。
Make sure that you don't become spiritually blind just because you're older.
因为要确保，因为呢，只是因为你年纪大了，你在灵里的眼瞎了。
All right, verse 18 says, he went to his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am, who are you, my son?
第十八节说，雅各到他父亲那里说，我父，他说，我在这里，我儿，你是谁？
Well, he was so blind he couldn't see.
因为他呢，就是眼睛看不清楚，甚至都不知道是谁来了。
So he didn't really know who he was talking about.
所以呢，他不知道他在跟谁说话。
He could smell the good food.
他可以闻到那个美味。
So what was he thinking?
那么他在想什么？
This is probably Esau, because he's bringing me the good food.
这有可能是以扫，因为他给我带来了美味。
But it sounds like Jacob.
这听声音像雅各。
So he says, who are you?
所以他说你是谁？
I don't think my father ever asked me who I was.
我不认为我的父亲问过我我是谁。
He knew who I was.
他知道我是谁。
And I didn't sound like my sister.
我这说话不像我姐姐的声音。
He could tell the difference.
他可以知道区别。
Okay, something wrong, Isaac.
有什么事情不对，以撒。
Verse 19. And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me.
就是有句雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫，我已照你所吩咐我的行了，请坐起来吃我的野味，你的魂好给我祝福。
Well, you wonder if he didn't choke when he was saying it, don't you?
因为你就是说他说这个时候没有那个梗着，你想
That wasn't a very good thing to say. That's a pack of lies.
因为这个就是不是一个很好的事情说呢，因为这是一个一对一包那个谎言。
Verse 20, but Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?
所以呢，第二十节，以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何这么快就找到了呢？
And Jacob said, because the Lord, your God, brought it to me.
所以雅各说呢，因为耶和华你的神把他给了我。
Is that the truth?
这是真话吗？
Blaming it on God.
所以呢，他去怪神。
We've often talked about the fact that people often quote God when they're trying to get what they want. They don't necessarily believe it, but they quote God.
因为我们通常呢谈到呢有些人呢他们引用神的话就是得到想他们想要得的东西他们并不一定相信神的话。
Okay, when you're doing something wrong, would you remember, don't blame God for it. It's not his fault, it's your fault.
所以呢当你做错的事情你要记住你不要去责怪神不是神的错是你自己的错。
Okay, verse 21. Then Isaac said to Jacob, please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you really are my son Esau or not.
第二十一节，以撒对雅各说，我儿，请你过来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我的儿子以扫不是。
Did Isaac think there was something wrong?
所以呢，以撒知道有什么事情不对吗？
Okay, so what's he going to rely on?
他应该就是依靠什么？
He's going to rely on his feelings.
他要依靠他的感觉。
And so he reaches out, the next verse. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
第二十二节，雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说，声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。
So that's very peculiar.
这个非常特别。
Isaac said, Esau feels like a goat.
所以呢就是以撒呢说以扫感觉像摸个山羊。
It's true, he was a hairy man.
这个也是事实他是个多毛的人。
But I find it hard.To figure out how a man could be so hairy that he would feel like a goat.
所以呢，我是想不通为什么一个人呢，他有这么多的毛，摸起来像个山羊了。
The voice is the voice of Jacob. But the feel of the goat is the feel of Esau.
声音呢是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手，感觉。
What are you going to believe in life? Your feelings or the voice of God?
所以你在你的人生里应该相信什么呢？你的感觉呢？还是神的声音呢？
You'd have to say, I'm going to believe the voice of God.
你就说呢，我要相信神的声音。
There are times when I have in my heart something like this. The voice says, Harold, you go and do that job.
所以呢，在有时候呢，在我的内心呢，有这样的一个声音跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你去把那个工作做好。
And I say, but I don't feel like it.
所以我说呢，我感觉我不想做。
Sometimes I feel like a Christian.
所以说我感觉我是个基督徒。
Sometimes I feel sick.
有时候呢，我感觉不好。
And sometimes I feel, can I use the word? Sometimes I feel selfish.
所以呢，有时候呢，我感觉呢，我可不可以用这样的词呢？我感觉很自私。
And I say, I don't feel like working today.
所以呢，我说呢，我感觉我今天不想工作。
Okay, simple illustration. Don't live your life on the basis of your feelings.
所以呢，一个简单的例子，不要活着呢，是依靠你的感觉活着。
Live your life on the basis of the voice you hear from God Himself in the Bible.
所以你要活出这样的人生呢，就是说依靠你的圣经里听到的神的声音。
All right, verse 23. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him.
第二十三节，以撒就辨别不出他来，因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福。
Then he said, Are you really my son Esau? And he said, I am.
第二十四节又说，你真是我儿子以扫吗？他说，我是。
How many times did Jacob lie?
所以呢，雅各撒了多少次谎？
Many times.
很多次。
Over and over and over again.
一遍，一遍又一遍。
How many times did Peter lie?
那彼得撒了多少次谎？
We were on that this morning.
我们今天早上读到了。
At least three times, maybe even six times.
最少杀了三次，甚至可能是六次。
Very easy. You know, it's funny. If you start to lie, you usually don't just lie once.
所以你知道很好笑。如果你去撒谎，你通常呢不会只撒一次谎。
The policeman pulls you over.
这个警察呢把你逼停在路边。
He says to you, "How fast were? Sorry." Were you speeding?
他说你超速了吗？
You say no.
你说没有。
He said, how fast were you going?
你说那你开的速度是多少？
You say, well, I was only doing 55.
你说我只开了55。
The policeman says, 55? You were going a lot faster than that. Why were you going faster than that?
所以警察说那55公里你车开得比这快多了那为什么你要超速了
The liar says, I wonder what should I say? I think my wife's sick and I've got to get home right away.
所以那我认识这个撒谎的人说了、哦、我太太病了我要马上回家。
Okay, so sometimes that'll happen to you. Don't let it happen.
所以有时候呢这些事情发生在你身上不要让它发生在你身上。
I'll tell you one other story.
来跟大家再讲一个故事。
I was traveling on Southeast Marine Drive.
他在那个就是东南Marine Drive 开。
I was going far too fast.
他开的速度相当快。
I looked in the mirror. There was a policeman on a motorcycle. And he just turned the siren on, and I thought, oh no, this is terrible.
然后呢，我就看那个后视镜，看到一个警察的骑在摩托车上，刚刚把他的那个警笛打开。我说：“哦，不会吧，这太不好了。”
And he got off his motorcycle, and he came up, and I rolled down the window.
他下了他的摩托车，来到我面前，我就把车窗摇下来。
And he looked at me, and he said.
他看到我，他说。
He said, "Hi, Harold."
Hi, Harold.
And it was a boy who'd been in my Sunday school class right here.
在这里是我主日学的一个学生。
Okay, so what do you think happened next?
所以因为下一步发生了什么
？Well, we had a nice long chat. I hadn't seen him for a long time.
所以我们聊了很久，因为我很久没看到他了。
And finally, I said to him, "Reg, why did you pull me over?"
然后在后来，我终于跟他说，为什么你要逼停我了
？And he said, "Oh, forget it, Harold. Don't worry about it."
Harold, 没事，忘了吧，走吧。
And what did I say?
我说什么
？I said, "God, you're awfully good to me."
神呐，你总是对我那么好。你去想象一下。
I only knew three Christian policemen when I was younger. Three Christian policemen in this city.
所以呢，在我年轻时候，我只认识三个是基督徒的警察，在这整个城市里，只有三个警察是基督徒我认识的。
All three of them pulled me over for traffic offenses.
所以呢，他们三个都逼停给我，因为我那个违反了交通规则。
And they all said, "Oh, forget it. Everything's fine."
他们所有人都说啊，算了，没事，走吧。
God is good.
神是好的。
Now I never lied to any of them.I always told them the truth, but God is good. You don't have to lie. Let God fight your battles.
所以呢，他呢从来没有对他三个人中间任何一个撒过谎，他只是告诉他们真相。那么神呢，他会为你去那个，就是你不必撒谎，神会为你去争斗的。
All right, verse 25.
25节
Then he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank.
25节，以撒说：“你递给我，我好吃我儿子的野味，我的魂好给你祝福。”雅各就递给他，他便吃了，又拿酒给他，他也喝了。
So Isaac said.If you make my tummy feel good, I will be able to bless you.
所以以撒说呢，如果你让我的胃吃饱了，我就会祝福你。
We shouldn't have to have God tap us on the head all the time and say, "There, there, everything's fine." We know what God's truth is. Let Him bless us, even if we don't feel good at the time.
所以呢，我们就应该让神呢总是拍拍我们的头，拍我们头呢，让他呢祝福我们。就算我们感觉不好，也要让他赐福给我们。
Verse 26, then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son."
第26节说，他父亲以撒对他儿说，对他说，我儿，你过来与我亲吻。
And he came and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him.
所以呢，他就上来亲他，他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气，就给他祝福。
Okay, that's not the way to get the blessing.
这个并不是说是得到祝福的方式。
If you ask God for a blessing, ask Him for a blessing. Don't tell lies.
所以呢，如果你要请求神的赐福给你呢，你祈求神赐福给你，不要对神说谎。
So here's the blessing.Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed.
所以这里的是祝福，说看到我儿的香气，如同耶和华所祝福之田地的香气一样。
Why did he smell like that? He was wearing Isaac's clothing.
他为什么呢？闻起来像那样呢？因为他穿了以扫的衣服。
So here's the blessing now. Therefore.May God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine.
这里是祝福第二十八节，愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多谷物与酒。
Those are the kinds of things that Isaac really would have wanted.
所以这就是那些事情呢，就是以撒呢就想要的。
The dew of heaven would have meant that his crops would get some water.
所以呢，就是天上的那个甘露呢，它的庄稼呢就会得到一些水分。
The fatness of the earth would mean that he would have good crops.
所以呢，地上的那个就是许多谷物，就是说它证明它那个收成很好。
Plenty of grain and wine, that's good food.
所以呢，谷物和酒呢，那是很好的那个就是说是食物。
That's what Isaac wanted.
这就是Isaac.
That's what Esau wanted.
这就是以扫想要的。
They both wanted it.
他们两个都想要。
All right. And then he goes on verse 29. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren. And let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you and blessed be those who bless you.
第二节就是说，愿多民服侍你，多国向你屈身，愿你做啊你弟兄的主，你母亲众子向你屈身，凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅，凡为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。
Now this is an amazing inheritance in verse 29.
所以第二十九节是很好的这样的遗产。
Let people serve you.
让多民服侍你。
Let nations bow down before you.
愿多国向你屈身。
These were promises that God had given to Abraham. These were promises that Abraham had given to Isaac, and now, or so God had given to Isaac, and now these are promises that Isaac is saying God will give to.
所以这个里面呢是呢神呢赐给那个亚伯拉罕的应许，也是神赐给以撒的应许，也是神要通过以撒赐给他们的。
He says, be master over your brethren.
他说呢，你要做你众弟兄的主。
Who the two boys was going to be boss?
所以两个那个弟兄呢，两个男孩谁会做主
？The one who gets the blessing.
那个得到蒙祝福的那一位。
They'd been told, Rebecca was told, before the boys were born, that the elder would serve the younger.
因为他们两个出生的时候呢，利百加被告知呢，那个年长的要服侍年少的。
Who is the younger? Jacob.
谁是年少的呢？是雅各。
Who are his mother's sons going to bow down to? They're going to bow down to Jacob.
所以他的母亲的儿子像要谁的跪拜呢？他们像要雅各跪拜。
Now Esau didn't like that.
以撒呢不喜欢那样。
Esau wasn't. He didn't want to have to serve Jacob.
以撒呢，他不想呢服侍雅各。
Jacob said, "I sure don't want to serve Esau."
所以呢，雅各说呢，我也不想服侍以撒。
But the blessing went to Jacob.
但是那个祝福呢？去到了雅各身上。
Cursed be everyone who curses you.
凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
And blessed be those who bless you.
为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。
All right. So, several questions now. Number one, is this blessing worth getting?
所以呢，现在有几个问题。第一个问题呢，这样的祝福值得去得到吗
？Yes.
当然了。
Was it the blessing that Jacob wanted?
这是雅各呢想要的那样的祝福吗
？Yes.
也是。
Was it right that he stole it from his brother?
他从他的哥哥那里偷来是对的吗
？No.
不对。
If God is able to bless you, do you think He's able to give you the blessing, or do you have to steal it?
所以呢，如果神要祝福给你，那么说呢，你认为他会把祝福给你，还会让你去偷来吗？
I learned a long time ago, I don't have to help God.
因为我很久之前就学到了，我不用去帮神。
If God wants to give me something, He's big enough to give it to me if He wants me to get it.
所以呢，如果神要给我什么东西的话呢，他有足够的伟大，他能够给我，如果他想我得到的话。
So now remember, these blessings started way out in the days of Isaac and Jacob, probably 3,900 years ago.
因为这样的祝福呢，从那个就是说是啊，以撒呢到那个雅各，大概是3900年之前。
But these blessings have a long future.
但这些祝福呢，有很长的未来。
Cursed at the end of 29, cursed be everyone who curses you.
第二十九节说呢，凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
Would you want to curse Israel today?
你今天你想要这样的咒诅吗
？What would happen? Well, the curse would reverberate onto you. Oh, you say that would be terrible.
所以那会是发生什么呢？这样的咒诅呢，它会让你受咒诅。你说
blessed,
啊，这个太可怕了。
Blessed be those who bless you. So would you want to bless Israel today?
所以呢，为你祝福的是愿他蒙福。你今天你想祝福以色列吗
？And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And so, you would pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because that's what the Lord told us to do.
所以你要为耶路撒冷的和平祷告，这就是主呢，告诉你要去做的。
So, you say, this is a valid blessing. I am supposed to bless the people of Israel.
所以你说这是很有价值的祝福，我应该去祝福以色列人。
So my friend went to Israel 3 or 4 weeks ago.
所以我的朋友呢，三四个星期之前呢，去到了以色列。
He went there as a consulting engineer to help an organization in a city called Ashkelon.
因为他呢，就是作为一个顾问工程师，去到一个叫阿什克拉的城市呢，去帮助当地的一个组织。
What did he do when he got there? Do you think he told them, "You guys are doing it all wrong. You never should. You shouldn't have the Palestinians. Why don't you?" You think he did that when he got there?
因为他到那里去呢，跟他们说啊，你们全都做错了，你们应该让巴勒斯坦人来管理这里。认为他那么对他们说了吗
？No, he didn't do that.When he got there, he started telling people about the Lord Jesus.
所以他并没有那么做。当他到那里时候呢，开始跟他们讲主耶稣。
And he said to them, God has blessed you very well, Israel, but you're going to get far more blessing if you'll just trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
就说呢，神呢，就是对你们以色列人大大的赐福了。那么说呢，如果你们就是相信主耶稣基督为你们的救主的话呢，你们会得到远远多的祝福。
It was only a few weeks ago.
这只是几个星期之前。
The Canada went public against Israel, said, Israel, you're not doing it right in the Middle East today. And they said, we're no longer Israel's friend.
所以那加拿大公开说呢，就是以色列，你们在中东那个行为不好，我们不再是以色列的朋友了。
Is that wise?
这样是明智的吗
？Says here, cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be those who bless you. Why didn't Canada say, "Can we help you?"
所以呢，愿他受咒诅的为你，愿咒诅的愿他受咒诅，为你祝福的愿他蒙福。那么说呢，为什么我们加拿大不说呢？我能不能够帮帮你们呢
？Verse 30. Then it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob and blessed, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting.
第三节说，以撒为雅各祝福已毕，雅各从他父亲那里才出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来。
Have you ever noticed that in the Bible?
你有没有注意到在圣经里
？The timing that God sends or allows in things is often precisely accurate.
所以那个时机，神呢允许的，或者是神呢设定的，总是非常精准的。
There was a time, you'll remember, when Israel was set free from the Egyptians.
所以呢，那里有个时机呢，就是以色列人呢在那个埃及，从埃及手下得自由。
When was that?
那是什么时候呢
？Well, that was the same time that God had told Abraham it would happen.
所以呢，就是同样的时间，就是神告诉亚伯拉罕要发生的。
God said, Abraham, your children are going to go down into Egypt, and they'll be slaves down there for a while, but then they'll come out.
所以呢，神跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你的后代呢，要进到那个埃及去做奴隶，然后呢，做了一段时间以后，他们要出埃及。
And so when they came out, I didn't look the verse up, but this is what it says. When they came out the very day that Abraham had been told they would come out.
所以呢，我没有去读那个经文，但是呢，它上面那句经文说呢，他们出埃及的时候呢，就是亚伯拉罕被告知的那个准确的日子。
They didn't come out a day early, they didn't come out a day late.
他们并没有早点出来，也没有晚点出来。
Is God working in your life?
神在你人生里做工了吗
？You say yes.
你说有。
How's His timing?
他的时机是什么样的
？Absolutely perfect.
绝对是完美的。
Okay, right to the very day, He's going to do it right bang on.
所以呢，就是精确到那个一天，他在那一天里就要去做那样的事。
So.Isaac is with Jacob. Jacob walks out one door, and Esau walks in the next.
Wow. 所以呢，雅各和以扫，以扫呢，雅各从这里出来，那么以扫从那里进来，哇。
Okay, so, verse 31.
第三十一节。
Esau said he also, sorry, Esau also had made savory food, brought it to his father, and he said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's gain, that your soul may bless me.
第三一节说，以扫也做了美味，他拿来给他父亲说，请父亲起来吃你儿子的野味，你的魂好给我祝福。
And his father said, his father Isaac said to him, who are you?And he said, I'm your son, your firstborn, Esau.
第三十二节，他的父亲以撒对他说，那你是谁？他说，我是你的长子以扫。
Why does he say firstborn?
他为什么说他是头生子呢？
Because he's the one who deserves the blessing.
其实这是因为他应该得到祝福的。
That's tradition.
这是传统。
That's in part the law of God, that there should be a double portion given to the firstborn.
所以这个里面呢，就是神的律法的一部分，长子呢应该得到双倍的那样的财产。
And then verse 33 says, then Isaac trembled exceedingly.
所以第三十三节说，以撒就大大的战惊。
All along he had suspected something was wrong.
所以在一路上呢，他知道有什么东西是不对的。
And he listened to him.
他听了。
And he felt him.
他感觉了。
And he smelled him.
他闻了。
And he tasted the food.
他也吃了食物。
But that all, he said, something's wrong. This isn't right.
所以呢，所有这些他是肯定有什么东西不对，这个不对。
And so he trembles exceedingly.
所以他就大大的战惊。
Try to make sure that you don't have to tremble exceedingly.
所以要试图不让你自己大大的战惊。
I think Isaac could have been more open with his sons. He could have said, I'm going to bless my son. Doesn't matter whether my tummy's full or not. I'm going to bless him.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说是以撒呢，可能更加，他本可以更加的开放。他说呢，不管我肚子饿不饿，我也要祝福给我的儿子。
And it's true, you get pretty scary when you realize you've been tricked.
所以呢，就是说是也是个事实。当你知道你被骗的时候呢，你非常害怕。
Verse 33 again then. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate of it before you came, and I have blessed him. And indeed he shall be blessed.
第三章就说，以撒就大大震惊，说：“你未来之先是谁得了野味拿来给我吃呢？我已经吃了，为他祝福了，他将来也必蒙福。”
So what do you think Jacob's doing in the other room?
所以认为雅各在另外一个房间里在干嘛
？I think he's saying, "Yippee! My father blessed me. Everything's wonderful." Da 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 da.
因为他说亚比，我的父亲已经祝福我了，每件事情呢都没问题的，滴答滴答。
Was he happy that his father blessed him?
他的父亲祝福给他，他高兴吗
？Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he begin to think of what the consequences might be?
他也开始知道后果是什么了吗？
What on earth am I going to say to my brother when he comes out of the room?
所以呢，就是说是我那个哥哥从那个房间出来的时候，我到底应该跟他说什么呢？
All right. Verse 34. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father.
第三十四节说，以扫听到他父亲的话，就大大的痛哭，说，我父啊，求你也为我祝福。
All right, now I should have looked up these verses in Hebrews. Somebody may have to help me, but I want us to turn to the book of Hebrews and read about Esau and his brother and the blessing.
另外呢，在希伯来书里找到他的父亲没给他赐福。12:17.
12:17. Thank you, Roy. Don't know what I'd do without you and your concordance in your head. Okay. So this is Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
And the writer to the Hebrews is talking to the Hebrews who would have known this story very, very well.
对希伯来书作者呢，当时对希伯来人讲这个，他应该对这个故事呢非常的了解。
And he's saying in verse 15, looking diligently. I better read it in the other translation. Give me a moment.
我们应该呢。读十五节，他也读跟大家一样的译本。
Hebrews 12:17。
希伯来书第十二章第十七节。
All right, he says, "For you know that afterward, when Esau wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected." For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
所以希伯来书第十二章第十七节说，后来想要承受这祝福，竟被弃绝。虽然流泪切求，却找不到悔改的门路，这是你们知道的。
Back to verse 15 again for context. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15.
所以我们回到希伯来书第十二章第十五节，为了上下文的关系。
We are to be looking diligently, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God.
所以要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩典。
We want to make sure we get all the grace of God.
所以我们确保我们得到了神的所有的恩典。
And lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many be defiled.
恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人被污秽。
We don't want to be like that. Verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau.
所以我们不想像这样。第十六节说，恐怕有淫乱的人，有世俗的人，如以扫。
Who for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
And you remember the story we had it last week or the week before. Esau's been out hunting. He comes home. He's hungry. And Jacob's got a pot of stew there. And he says, I want some stew.
所以你们大家都记得那个故事，上个星期我们觉得，就是说是那当时呢，以扫出去打猎回来呢，饿了，他看到雅各在那煮了一锅那个汤。
And Esau said, I can give you some stew. I will sell it to you. If you give me your birthright, I will give you some stew.
所以雅各说呢，如果说你要是把你的长子的名分卖给我，那么说我就会给你点汤喝。
And Esau says, what's the good of stew for a dead man?
所以呢,
I'm probably going to die, so I better sell you my birthright.
因为那个姨嫂说呢，一个要死的人，这个长子名分有什么意义呢？我就把它卖给你，搞点汤喝。
So what's the contract?
那么上下文关系什么？
I'll give you some stew, you give me some birthright.
我给你点汤喝，你给我点你的长子的名分。
What's the value of the stew?
那么呢，那个一个汤的价值是多少？
A birthright. What's the value of the birthright?
那么长子的那个价值什么？它比那个一碗汤要大得多呢。
What's the writer to the Hebrews say, verse 16?
第16节那个希伯来书的作者说的是什么呢
？Esau for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
所以以扫因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
Are the truths of the Bible important?
所以圣经里的真理是重要的吗
？Are you prepared to live by them?
你准备好了要活出这些真理吗
？Are you prepared to die by them?
你又准备好要为这些真理而死吗？
哇
哇。
So I told you this story. Norma and I come from a line of Scots. We're from Scotland. Half of our family is from Scotland.
因为我跟大家讲过 ，Norma 跟我们的家庭呢，这个家谱是在苏格兰。我们家里有一部分有一边是苏格兰人。
Long before we were born, there were in Scotland people who were called the Covenanters.
所以呢，就是在很久之前呢，我们在苏格兰呢，有些人呢，他们被活着，他们认为是叫是立约的人。
They believed in the Bible. They believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们相信那个圣经，相信主耶稣基督。
And another queen, what's her name? It'll come. I think she was Queen Mary, but I don't know. Anyway, she came to the throne.
因为另外一个女王，我认为她是玛利亚女王，我不记得不太清楚，她登基了。
She said, "You can't be a believer in the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ the way you talk. You've got to follow the way we do in our church, and you've got to believe in Mary, and you've got to follow the church. That's the only way you can go."
因为她说呢，你不可能相信呢，你不能去相信圣经，你不能相信圣经讲的主耶稣，你要相信那个玛利亚女王，你要跟从那个当地教会，你要信我们所信的，你唯一做的呢，你要顺服你的教会。
And so they took the covenanters up to the edge of the cliff.
就把那些立约的人呢，就是放到那个悬崖边上。
And they said, are you going to deny Jesus and the Bible, or are you going to go our way?
所以呢，你是要否认那个主耶稣呢，还是圣经呢，或者说你跟从我们？
And then they said, if you don't deny Jesus and the Bible, we're going to push your children over the cliff.
他们然后说呢，如果你不否认那个在圣经里的主耶稣，我会把你的孩子推到悬崖上去。
And the men and women said, "We choose to believe the Bible." And they pushed one of their kids over the cliff. And they pushed another one of their kids over the cliff.
所以那个男的、女的呢？他们说呢，我们相信圣经里的主耶稣，然后他们就把他的孩子从悬崖上推下去，又推另一个推下去。然后呢，一个个的推下去。
So the question is, how valuable is your birthright?
所以现在问题是，你的头生子的名分有多大的价值
？The Lord Jesus said, John says in John chapter 1, as many as believe him, them to them is given the right to become the children of God.
所以呢，约翰福音第一章里，约翰说呢，但凡那些相信他的人，神赐给他们这样的权柄，做神的儿女。
I'm a child of God because of what Jesus did for me. That is my birthright.
所以我是神的孩子，是因为主耶稣基督为我所做的，这是我的长子的名分。
I'm not going to sell that.
我不会把这个卖掉。
Not for a pot of stew.
不会为一碗汤
，Not for a bowl of ice cream，
也不会为一碗冰淇淋。
Esau sold his birthright。
以扫呢卖了他长子的名分。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 17, what's it say?
这希伯来书第十二章第十七节说的是什么？
For you know that afterward, when Esau wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
第十七节说，后来又想要承受这祝福，竟被拒绝，虽然流泪切求，却找不到悔改的门路，这是你们知道的。
Do you think it's possible?
你认为这是可能的吗？
That after death,
在死了以后，
some people who heard the truth of God and said, I don't care about that, I'm going to my party.
有些人呢，就是说是听到了那些以后呢，听到关于神的，他说我才不关心呢，我要去参加聚会。
Do you think they might say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, would you let me into heaven, please?
你认为他们有没有说呢？就是说主耶稣基督，我对不起，请让我进入天堂呢？
What Jesus say he's going to say?
那么主耶稣基督会怎么说呢？
He's going to say, Depart from me, I never knew you.
主耶稣都会说离开我，我从来都不认识你。
Esau's story is absolutely pathetic.
所以呢，那个以扫的故事是绝对的一个悲剧。
He sold his birthright.
他卖了他长子的名分。
And God allowed Jacob to steal it because it was proper that Jacob got the birthright and not Esau.
所以神允许雅各偷来了他长子的名分，因为那个对那个雅各的长子的名分是合适的。
Esau didn't deserve it.
以扫呢不配得。
So back now to pick up our story in Genesis chapter 27.
又回到我们创世纪第二十七章的故事。
Verse 34.
第三十四节。
When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry. And he said to his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father.
第三十四节是以扫听了他父亲的话，就大大的痛哭，说我父啊，求你也为我祝福。
Verse 35, he said, Your brother came with deceit and has taken away Your blessing. Your blessing is gone.
所以呢三十五节说呢，以撒说你兄弟已经用诡计来将你的福分夺去了，你的 福分没了。
He didn't get it back.
他呢找不回来了。
Verse
36. 三十六节。
And Esau said, Is Jacob not rightly called Jacob?For his name, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me?
所以以扫说呢，他名雅各，不是真对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前呢夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的福分，你嫂又说你没有留下为我可祝福的吗？
So he says, yeah, isn't he not rightly named Jacob? What's the name Jacob mean?
所以他说呢，他的名字叫雅各，这个不正对吗？那么雅各是什么意思呢？
And there's several words for it.One of the things is supplanter, or someone who takes something that isn't his.
所以呢，就是其中的有很多意思。其中一个意思呢，它就是是一个骗子。有些人呢，把他不属于他的东西拿走了。
The other meaning of the word is heel catcher.
所以另外一个词呢是抓脚跟的。
What's a heel catcher?
那抓脚跟的什么意思呢？
Well, when Jacob was born, his brother came out first, and he came out head first, and then the last thing came out was Esau's foot, and so Jacob reached out before he was born and grabbed the heel of his brother, and he came out after him. He was a heel catcher.
所以呢，然后呢，当他们出生的时候呢，那个以扫先出来。 你早先出来的时候，那他那个头出来，然后呢，跟着是脚出来。当他脚出来的时候呢，那个雅各呢用手呢抓住以扫的脚跟，再接着出来的，所以他被称之为抓脚跟的。
What's the heel catcher do later in life?
所以呢，抓脚跟的人在他人生后半期做了什么
？Well, he would reach out and trip somebody, wouldn't he?
他会呢出去把有些人绊倒。
Man's walking along, somebody trips him and he falls over.
一个人在走路，一个人呢绊了他一下，他就跌倒在地上了。
Esau said, "That's the kind of character Jacob was."
以扫说呢，这就是那个雅各他的性格。
And he was right. Jacob was a tricker, a deceitful man.
所以呢，他是对的。雅各呢是一个欺骗的，设诡计的人。
But Jacob said, "I want the right thing. I'll go about it the wrong way, but I want the right thing." And he got the right thing. He said, "God's blessing is worth even cheating for."
所以呢，就是说是雅各呢说呢。我要得到正确的事情，我要得到正确的事情呢，但是我用错误的方式去做，我用错误的方式，我想要得到神的祝福，神的祝福是价值非常大的，就算通过欺骗，我也要得到。
I know of two Christians who became Christians by cheating.
我知道两个基督徒，他们是通过欺骗成为基督徒的。
They both stole a Bible.
他们两个都偷了圣经。
They read the Bible and became Christian.
然后读了圣经成了基督徒。
Okay, if you can't get a Bible any other way, steal one.
如果呢你没办法得到圣经呢，那你就偷一本。
Okay, at least they stole something of value. Read the Bible.
所以呢，最少呢，你读到一些偷了一些有价值的东西，读了圣经。
So Jacob, the man who did the right thing the wrong way.
雅各呢是那样一个人呢，就是正确的事情却用了错误的方式。
Esau, the man who didn't care about the right thing until it was too late.
所以呢，以扫呢是那个他根本不关心正确的事情，直到来不及了。
So at the end of verse 36, Esau said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?"
所以在第36节的结尾，以扫说：“你没有留下为我可祝福的吗？”
Verse 37. Then Esau answered and said, "Sorry." Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?"
37节，以撒回答以扫说，看哪，我已立他为你的主，使他的弟兄都给他，使他的弟兄都给他做仆人，并给他谷物与酒，可以养生。我儿，现在我还能为你做什么呢？
And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
38节，以扫对他父亲说：“父啊，你只有一样可以祝福的吗？我父啊，求你也为我祝福。”以扫就放声大哭。
What a pathetic cry!
所以这是一个多么悲惨的哭。
So recently, I've been thinking a lot about many of the friends I had when I was younger.
所以最近呢，我经常想起一些当我年轻的时候呢，我的很多朋友们。
They were like my brothers.
他们就像我的兄弟一样。
Some of them grew up in this church with me.
所以他们其中一些在这个教会里和我一起长大的。
Some of them grew up in similar circumstances in other churches.
所以其他的一些人呢，就是说是在类似的环境里，在其他的教会长大的。
And so I go back now.And I list their names.
所以呢，我回顾了一下我把他们的名字列了一个表。
And then I say, "Now, what became of him?"
所以我说呢，他怎么样了
？I say, "Well, when he was younger, he valued the things of God, and he's gone on to great success."
所以呢，他说呢，他年轻的时候呢，他把神的事情当作有价值的，他后来非常成功。
And then there's so and so. And he didn't really love the things of God. And he went on.
所以那个某某某他呢不去关心神的事情他然后继续。
And many of them went on to tragic failure.
所以呢很多人呢成了一些悲惨的失败者。
And so I say to myself, with all this hindsight, I say to myself, who got the best deal?
所以呢我对自己说呢在这所有的人之间说谁得到的那个交易最好。
And the ones who got the best deal are the ones who valued the promises of God and said to God, God, I want to follow you. I want your blessing in my life, please.
所以那些得到最好的交易的那些人呢他们说呢神呢我想我对您的应许呢我看得非常有价值所以呢他就跟着神他跟从神然后他得到了神的赐福人生呢非常成功。
Would I trade places with those guys who said, no, I don't care about that. I'll wait till later.
所以呢我就说呢那些人呢他就说呢啊、哦、我不关心这些那么说呢我去跟踪他们就是我稍后再去做。
And I look back and say, no, I don't want to end up the way they ended up with, and I'm not there the way they were or are.
所以呢我说呢我就不想让这些成为这些人这样的样子我不想我的结局跟这些人的结局是一样的。
Now there was something for them, verse 39. Isaac said,Sorry, then Isaac his father answered and said to him, and now here's a blessing for Esau.
你这里还是有东西给以扫的。第39节他父亲以撒说看哪地上的肥土必为你所住天上的甘露必为你所得。
It says, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth.
他说看哪地上的肥土必为你所住。
And of the dew of heaven above.
天上的甘露必为你所得。
By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you are become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck.
第四节说，你必靠刀剑度日，又必服侍你的兄弟，到你掌权的时候，必从你颈项上挣断他的额。
Many differences in these blessings. Here's one of them.
所以这里有很多的不同在这样的祝福里其中是一样。
The blessings for Esau were for Esau only.
所以呢这些祝福呢就是为了只为了以扫。
The blessings for Jacob were for the peoples that would come from him. Verse 29, peoples, nations.
所以呢就是说是啊那个为雅各的那样的祝福呢就是在第29节里就是有人呢有那个人民来到他这里。
You want the blessing of God?
你想要神的祝福吗
?How long do you want it for?
你要那个祝福多长时间呢
?Another 10 years?
接下来的十年。
Well, you said that'd be very nice. Would you like it longer than that?
对你说那个很不错。那你想要比它更长吗
?How long?
多长呢
How about the fullness of joy forever?
所以怎么样呢如果说是永远的你有全部的喜乐呢
That's a pretty good deal.
这是一个很好的。
For who?
对谁
For you and all your posterity who love the Lord as well.
所以为了你和你所有的后代爱主的后代。
God's blessings are enormous out into the future for you and through you to others.Hallelujah.
所以神的祝福是数不清楚的。就是说是这些所有祝福都为你保的时候通过你给其他的人。Hallelujah.
When you get to heaven, would it be nice to be walking down the street one day and someone comes up to you and says, you know, you're my granny. Thank you for telling me about Jesus.
所以呢这样是不是很好呢如果你去到天堂有一天你走天堂的大街上你在天堂大街上的时候呢他们就是一个人说啊你是不是我的奶奶呢我很感谢你。
And somebody else comes up and says, you're my granny's granny. Thank you for telling me about my granny's mother about Jesus. I guess what I'm saying is, There is a posterity who can come back and say thank you.
这里面呢，有些人说呢，你是我奶奶的奶奶，感谢你呢，告诉我的奶奶，所以呢，我可以从你那里得次祝福。我就说呢，这个意思就是说是你可以这样的，有些人呢，从你这里得到祝福，可以追，可以传到下面去。
And when I get to heaven, I'm going to look up Mr. Swinton.
所以当我进了天堂，我要去看看那个 Swinton 先生。
And I'm going to say thank you, Mr. Swinton, for what you've done for me.
我说呢，感谢你呢，斯文特先生，你为我所做的。
And he will say, "Who are you?"
他会说你是谁呀、啊、
？And I will say, "Well, you helped my father when he was a boy, and because you helped my father, he could help me. Thank you for helping my father."
所以我说呢，当我还是个小男孩时，你帮助了我的父亲，所以我的父亲呢。可以帮助我，感谢你呢，帮助了我的父亲。
And so when I go to heaven, I'm going to trace back my spiritual ancestry, and I'm going to get a family tree going all the way back to Jesus.
所以呢，当我去到天堂时候呢，我要去一直追溯我的这个灵力的这些祖先，然后呢，我这个家庭的这个树呢，可以一直追溯到主耶稣基督那里去。
You say that'll take a long time.
你这个要花很长时间。
You said I know I'm going to have a long time. I got all eternity to do that job.
你说这花很长时间，我说我真的有很多时间，我在这里有永恒的，我有无限的时间。
Esau had it right now.
以撒呢，现在就有了。
The Christian gets the blessing forever and through him to multitudes forever.
所以呢，基督徒呢得到呢永恒的这样的祝福，那么通过这个基督徒呢，可以传到很多的人身上去。
All right, verse 41.
第四十一节。
So Esau hated Jacob.
所以以撒恨雅各。
You can go ahead and do bad things.
你可以去干坏。
There will be consequences.
你可以去干坏事，但是有后果。
He hated him because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob."
以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就恨雅各。以扫就心里说，为我父亲哀痛的日子近了，到那时候，我要杀我的兄弟雅各。
Well, doesn't sound very good, does it?
听起来好像不好，对不对？
What's wrong with that story?
这故事有什么不对呢？
Well, Esau didn't figure that his father was going to live for another 43 years.
以扫呢，他觉得呢，他的父亲呢，不可能再活，多活40年了。
But he did say, I hate my brother.
但他真的说，
I'm going to kill him.
但他真的说呢，我恨我的弟弟，我要杀了他。
And you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
但你相当只相信主耶稣基督为你的救主以后。
Somebody might hate you too.
有些人呢，也有可能恨你。
Oh dear.
Oh, 哎呀。
All right, verse 42. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you."
第四十二节，有人把利百加大儿子以扫的这些话告诉利百加，他就打发人去叫了他的小儿子雅各来，对他说，看到你哥哥以扫想要杀了你，才得安慰。
So Esau didn't say to Jacob, "I plan to kill you."
所以呢，就说是以撒呢，他并没有说是跟雅各说呢，我以扫并没跟雅各说我要计划要杀你。
He was too crude. He was too shrewd for that.
他呢就非常的狡猾，因为。
So verse 43, Rebecca says to Jacob, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran."
第四十三节，因此现在我儿啊，这个利百加说，你要听我的声音，起来逃往哈兰我哥哥拉班那里去。
So he says, "You go back to my brother in Haran." And verse 44, "Stay with him a few days or a few years." Until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you've done to him, or what I've done to him, then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day?
因为这个第四三节他说那你要逃往哈兰在我哥哥拉班那里住同他住些日子或是住几年只等到你哥哥的烈怒消了你哥哥向你消了怒气或者说向我消了怒气忘了你向他所做的事情便打发人去把你从那里带回来为什么一天失去你们二人呢
So again, Rebecca is doing all the schemingAnd she's basically sending her son away.
基本上呢把他儿子呢赶走了。
For a few days.
就是几天。
I can't remember, I didn't look the numbers up. How long was he away?
因为就是我不记得那个我们要去算他呢离开了多久了。
I don't know.
我不知道。
25, 30 years?
25-30 years.
Did she ever see him again?
她有没有再见到他呢?
I can't remember the details. I think she was dead.
我记不得细节。我认为呢，她死了。
So she put together this terrible scheme. It didn't pay big for her. She lost Esau because she betrayed him. And she lost Jacob because he was sent away. So,She says at the end of verse 45, why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?
所以呢这个利百加他组织了这一切的阴谋但是呢他的回报却没有什么好处因为呢首先呢他呢欺骗了以扫以扫呢就得罪以扫又把那个让那个雅各那个逃走了所以第45节他说为什么一天失去你们二人呢
Verse 46, Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like those who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?
第46节说，利百加对以撒说，我因这赫人的女儿们连性命都厌烦了。倘若雅各也要娶赫人的女儿们为妻，像这些一样，我活着还有什么益处呢？
Who were the daughters of Heth?
所以谁是赫人的女儿们?
They were the girls who married Esau.
就是那些呢和以扫结婚的那些人。
And Rebecca said, I can't handle those girls. If Jacob marries a girl like Esau married, my life, what would happen to my life?
他说利百加说呢我管不了那些女人们。如果说那个雅各娶了跟以扫娶的一样的女人们，那我的人生就会变成什么样子呢
？She said, "I am weary of my life because of my daughters-in-law."
所以他说呢，我呢对我的人生都厌烦了，是因为我的儿媳妇们。
Wow. What do you do when you got someone in your family? And everything is absolutely miserable.
所以呢，就是说，如果你家里的进来一些人，然后把你的人生变得极大的苦难，你会怎么办？
And I'm thinking of two stories. I probably told you one, so I'll tell you the other.
所以呢，我想起两个故事，我有可能跟你就是讲过一个，但是我要讲另一个。
He became a Christian, he was a lawyer. He became a Christian when he was probably in his 30s.
因为呢有一个律师当他30岁的时候呢他成为了基督徒。
And he had a bad relationship with his wife.
他跟他妻子关系非常不好。
After he became a Christian, he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
然后呢他成为基督徒呢他就祷告祷告祷告祷告完了又祷告。
And long after that, she became a Christian.
因为祷告了很久以后，他的太太也成了基督徒。
And he said, when he was telling us this story many years ago, he said, and I fell in love with my wife again, and everything is wonderful.
然后呢，他在稍后呢，他跟我们讲了，他说呢，我跟我的妻子呢又重新恋爱了，一切都变得非常美好。
God is able to make bad things good.
所以人能够把坏事变成好事。
I remember sitting here one night and saying something, to people in the back, and my friend, Barry was there.
因为就是我记得就是这个建筑物里，我坐在那个后面，我的朋友那 Barry 在那里。
That's not true. Barry's mother was there.
这个不是真的，但 Barry 的妈妈在那里。
She sat where I could see her face clearly.
因为她坐在那里，我能够清楚地看见她的脸。
And she was smiling at me, just beaming with the joy of the Lord.
所以呢，她就对着我笑，她就说呢，让我们一起享受那主的喜乐。
So I went to her son Barry a few weeks later, and I said, you know, Barry, it's nice to have your mother in our assembly, because she's so nice and friendly.
所以呢，就是几个星期后，我去找他儿子 Barry， 我说 Barry 呢，非常高兴呢，在教堂里见到你母亲，你母亲呢，非常的友好，非常的好的一个太太。
And Barry said to me, well, she wasn't always like that.
Barry 说他以前并不是这样的。
And then he said that when the gospel first came to his family, his father became a Christian.
他就说呢，就是当那个福音传到他家的时候呢，他的父亲首先成为了基督徒。
And he and his brother became Christians.
他和他的弟兄都也成了基督徒。
And his mother didn't like it, and she wasn't very nice.
他的妈妈不喜欢，但是呢，他很不友好。
So Barry said, you be thankful that you knew your mother after my mother, after she became a Christian and not before.
他说你要感恩，你认识我的妈妈是她成为基督徒以后，而不是在她成为基督徒之前。
Be wise, make sure that those you love marry the right people.
所以呢，就是要明智，要确保你爱的那些人呢，嫁给或者娶了正确的人。
And if they don't, pray much.Keep praying, live Jesus, and let the Lord put your life together as he sees fit. And he'll make it good one way or the other, and there'll be heartaches and sorrows too, but that's all right.
这里面呢就是说这个时候呢你要祷告，你要祷告呢就是说是多为他们祷告，如果他们没有娶到正确嫁给正确的人，那么说呢你要让主来去，主耶稣去来调解这样的事情，在主耶稣你要相信，你祷告主耶稣基督呢会把那些事情呢都给他改变过来，尽管你在人生中呢可能承受一些苦难和痛苦，但是呢那是没问题的。
All right, so that's our story for today.
所以这是我们今天的故事。
The summary again is, don't do the right thing the wrong way. Do the right thing the right way.
所以呢，总结是呢，不要去做正确的事，以错误的方式，要以正确的方式做正确的事情。
Don't lie to your father to get what you want.
所以不要向你父亲撒谎，去得到你想要得到的。
Pray to God, your father.And he'll give you the, what you need the right way, and he will.
所以呢，要向你在天上的父亲祷告，他会给你需要的，以正确的方式让你得到。
All right, well, that's our time for today, and it's the end of the chapter. We'll pick this story up, next week, Lord willing.
所以呢，这个呢，就是我们的故事到这里结束了，第二十七章。那么时间也到了，下个星期呢，主若许可，我们会继续捡起来学。
Again, thank you all on Zoom. Let's pray.
所以再次感谢所有在 Zoom 上的，我们来祷告。
Lord, this is a difficult story, but we thank you that you made it all work out right because Jacob got the blessing and will one day get the inheritance.
也主啊，这是一个就是非常艰难的故事，但是我们感谢您呢，把这一切都组织到一起。那雅各呢，他呢就是说是得到了他该得的赐福，有一天呢，他会传给其他的人。
So we just give you thanks for putting these stories here for us to ponder and then to be warned by.
所以主要我们感谢您呢，把这些故事放在这里，让我们可以去思考，并且呢，从你得到警示。
Again, we thank you for each one here. You know the needs of each heart. We pray that you will meet each of us according to our need.
所以主啊，我们感谢每一个来这里的人，因为呢，您知道我们心里的需求，所以呢，就是说求您满足，按照我们的需求呢满足我们。
And we give thanks now for all your goodness to us, and ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您的赐给我们所有的这样的良善，也感谢您帮助我们。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.